Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. You know, we are continuing our conversation about the soon return of Jesus today with our good friend John Meacham. Now, John's been sharing some unique insights as he's been telling us about his visions, his calling, his efforts to prepare the church and the world, for that matter, about the timing for the soon return of Jesus. And if you missed any of our prior interviews, you need to go back and listen to them in the archives. I mean, they have a lot of information. Matter of fact, over on John's website, he has all of them listed right there. You can just go right there and watch them. Or not watch them, but listen to them, okay? And in sequence, so you stay up to date on that. And John, it is so good to have you back on the program today, my friend.
Well, it's great to be with you again, Pastor Bob. I'm glad, as we talked about, that you and I both share a lot in common. We share a love and a faith in Jesus Christ. We share the fact that we've been born again, and now we share the fact that both of us have to wrestle with a lot of technology to get our messages out. So it's good to be with a comrade again today.
Amen. And I forgot to give your website address. It's dazzlinglight.org.
Well, actually, on my website, the way I've linked your interviews in is each topic area. Like, we're doing the Divine Revelations, and that's on the Divine Revelation page, and the first Divine Revelation you read about is when I was born again, and then right after that text, it links in our interview. Mm. So they fall in order with where the website talks about it, and then on the other page that your interviews on, the first series that we did was Jesus' seven messages to the seven churches. Mm-hmm. Back in 2018, and what we did with those was I linked them in. I did a short sermon on each of the messages on the Heavenly Church page, and your interviews are linked in right after that sermon. Like, the first sermon is Surrender to Jesus, and then right after that sermon is our interview. So everything really flows well. It's a great fit. You wouldn't believe I don't know what the right word is, but the credibility, the believability it adds to my website. Amen. The fact that I can list Pastor Robert Thibodeau, interviews with him, Kingdom Crossroads podcast, and it becomes more than just some rambling of some man out there saying that he's John the Apostle. Here I have all these interviews. So far we got 13 hours worth to... This is our 14th interview today, and they'll all, after we finish all 15 of them, they'll all be linked in there as evidence that I'm spreading this message in the world, and that you're one of the people that has richly blessed my message.
Amen. Amen. Now, today we'll be discussing some things from your book, Is Your Church Heavenly? And I think specifically we're going to be talking about Christ in Galilee and your trip to Galilee, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and when was that trip?
Well, actually, I went to Galilee. I had been called to Galilee. I think the year was in 2003. Actually, it was Father's Day, 2003, and we'll read about some of that from the website today, where I was called to Galilee to do two things, to find the site of Jesus' second coming and to write a current-day application of the seven messages to the seven churches, which ended up being the book, Is Your Church Heavenly? Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Now, interestingly enough, in preparation for getting with you today, I don't know if you've seen on a lot of the emails that I've sent you, one of the people that's listed as a part of my accountability group over the last 3 or 4 years is a former pastor who's now retired. His name's Reverend Gary Allred. He's a retired Methodist minister, really still active in the Methodist church, trying to struggle with keeping the churches that don't want to do the homosexual doctrine, trying to give them a place to go after the big split that's probably coming later this year. But Gary has always meant a lot to me. You know, when I, interestingly enough, you know, I tell you about all of the no response that I get from sending emails to pastors. Mm-hmm. I've probably sent over 50,000 emails to pastors. Usually the only thing I get is nothing. Every now and then I'll get a remove from the list. Gary, actually, on an unsolicited email, gave me a positive response. He actually called me. Mm. And we talked about what I was doing. It was some church programs back when I was still a Presbyterian. He said, well, why don't you come by and let me see what you're doing? He invited me to his church. Then when the Presbyterian church went to the homosexual doctrine of ordaining homosexuals and performing same-sex marriages, I left the Presbyterian church and went and joined Gary's church. Well, Gary, it's been so nice to me. He actually, he had a Monday morning Bible study class where the pastor was teaching a group of men. He actually let me take over the class and teach the Is Your Church Heavenly group study guide. And I don't know how what your history has been with pastors and churches, Bob, but they usually don't want other people taking over their classes.
Right, yeah.
Not only did he do that, he let me have a revival at their church. I mean, he's just been the best pastor, the closest friend. You know, my mom died recently, and one of the things that inspired me about my mom's death is she died on my sister's birthday, who had an infant death at in age 5 months in her crib, and it both my sister's birthday was January 16th. My mom died on January 16th.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of inspired me to write this article. I called it The Circle of Time, and the subtitle is Jesus' Return on His 2025th Birthday, 9/19/22. And I sent it out as a group email to the media people and the pastors. I sent it individually to Gary and another retired Methodist minister, my cousin, who's been close to me. I sent one to you and to Helen and my oldest son, Brian, who's also a part of my accountability group. Well, Gary wrote me back, and it just brought me to tears. He said, what you wrote was so meaningful, I read it out loud to my wife.
Amen.
I thought, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, for another preacher to read your stuff out loud to their wife, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Well,
amen.
I asked Gary to come visit me because, you know, all of this John the Apostle stuff is really tough face-to-face. I've told Sunday school classes, I've told other people, but it's just really hard for people to absorb, especially when we sit there talking. Gary was actually the third pastor that came to visit me. You knew about the first one.
Oh,
Marty's
yeah.
the guy that said I couldn't come back and that I was an emissary from Satan, so that didn't go well. The second one was the pastor I'd had since 1993 in the Presbyterian Church. He knew everything about me, good, bad. He knew he'd help me be a pastor. He trained me on how to do home visits and hospital visits. I mean, he had been a very instrumental part of my life in Christ. He'd read all my books. He'd done the whole thing. And I got to the point where with the John the Apostle part of what I'm doing, you know, it's all in the Divine Revelations part on the website. So I asked him, I said, Jim, would you come out? I want to go through this with you, kind of just to see what his reactions would be and then get to the part where I'm John the Apostle. Mm-hmm. And I'd never told him that. Well, we got to that part, Bob. Everything else, he said, oh, I remember when that happened to you, this and that, and it was all going well. And then I read him the part that, you know, on 11/16/16, actually in Gary's Sunday school and Gary's Bible study class, the Lord called on me to reveal that I had been born again as John the Apostle in 1982. Well, I read that to Jim, and you know what he did?
What?
He said, no, you aren't. And he got up and left. We have not spoke since.
Mm.
I mean, it just really blew him away. But Gary has always had this attitude that he's like you. He says, I want to hear other people's story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to learn what the Lord's doing in the world today. So he agreed to come see me. So, you know, here we're going to, before our interview, which was really good because I was going to talk to him about all this stuff. Now, I don't know if I've explained to you my living circumstances. I'm poor, and I live in a low-income housing area in Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. And it's always hard for people to find my apartment because it's, you know, it's kind of confusing. But Gary had no problems. He came and knocked on the door. You know, I was waiting to get a phone call or a text saying that I'm in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So he comes in, and when you come in my place, the first thing you see is the dazzling light painting. I've got this standing lamp that shines onto the dazzling light painting, and it shines onto the light and the clouds. And, you know, I explained to him how I met the artist, Chuck Pinson, who did the painting. And then on the bottom of the painting is a little plaque where, you know, where I went back in, and you've heard this story, and asked the Lord, what did I see? And it was the first time, well, second time actually, I'd ever done the parting of the pages. And it's 1 Kings 8:10. He said, oh, yeah, I remember that. And I showed him the plaque, and then we walked over, and I've got a little John table where I've got all my books. I've actually even got the books I wrote back in the day, the Gospel of John commentary by Barclay, the Revelation to John commentary by Barclay. And the real highlight book there is my old Amity Bible, which is a Bible I was using at Amity Church back in the 80s when all this happened. Bob, you should see it. It's just littered with all these pieces of paper where I've gotten messages from the Lord, and I crammed the piece of paper into to that day's study with all these messages. I actually wanted to take it when I went on this trip to Galilee. I said, no, this is just too messy. I said, I don't want to lose it. And the Bible that I took to Galilee is sitting there right beside it. But I said, you know, this Bible is the Bible. And Gary had never really understood the parting of the pages. So I held the Bible on the spine, and I showed him how it worked. And then I also had there the AIM program with the parting of the pages for those theme passages in AIM. And we talked about that, and I showed him that. And then hanging on the wall right beside my work desk here is a framed copy of the, I guess it was actually the designer's print of the Divine Revelation cover, the book. And my youngest son, James, wrote on it and says, may the story that inspires you be a story that blesses and inspires others. Father's Day 2011. Well, you know, in my story, how important Father's Day has been. You know, Father's Day, I get a lot of messages from the Lord. Probably the one message I've been waiting for the longest was, you know, I have a stigmata. Mm-hmm. And the Lord had told me for years that when you bleed from the stigmata will be the sign that the last parts of your work are getting ready to start. Mm. Well, on Father's Day 2017, I bled from my wrist, but it was, and I was telling Gary about this, and I was showing him the stigmata. Gary was actually the first person I ever showed my stigmata to. And I said, I didn't bleed from the scars, which I had expected. Pastor Bob, I bled from the other side of my wrist. And I told Gary, and he said, yeah. I said, it's like the nails have been stuck through the scar. They come out the other side, and the other side was bleeding. And so, you know, we looked at that and talked about that. Then I went into my room to my devotional desk, and I had opened my devotional Bible to the John passage, John chapter 21, you know, where, and I showed him, I said, now the last day of your study of the Gospel of John in your class, I said, this is when the Lord called me to reveal to the world that I am John. And I showed him all that where I'd written all this. And then, of course, I turned to the last page, the page after that. I said, look at all these messages. And it's just littered with all these messages I've gotten from the Lord. And I showed him where on 11/16/16, the Lord told me to tell that I am John the Apostle. Mm-hmm. Now, something I didn't even realize until getting ready for your interview today, do you know what page this whole chapter 21 starts on in this Bible I'm using?
No, 11:16.
16:16.
Oh, wow.
So all I did was I put 11 Amen. Before the first 16, 11:16:16. And you know, 11/16, you remember, is one of those days for me. We keep circling around. It was 11/16/82 where I heard God speak from the fiery cloud. It was 11/16/16 where I revealed this. It was 11/16/19 where, you know, the message was complete, and I played all the YouTubes in the train station. So it's like, oh my goodness, you know, here's another repeat, another confirmation. Then, and then I showed him the picture over my devotional desk. Actually, it's real nice rendering of the words from Isaiah 40:31. You know, that passage, I will walk and not, you know, run and not faint, walk and not grow weary. And I said, it came from a really nice young couple in one of the churches that I pastored on my last day. So I take the picture off the wall, and I turn the backside to him, and I said, look what date it is. Mm-hmm. It was 9/19/04 mm-hmm. was the date they gave me that picture. Mm-hmm. And I, you know how I am about 9/19 and 9/19. And I told him, of the four churches that I served, all four of them either start or began on 9/19, and this particular one, the last church I served, this church that I served, my first date was 9/19, and my last date at that church was 9/19.
Wow.
Well, then I showed him my breakfast area, and, you know, I showed him my Wall of Galilee pictures, and the neat thing about Gary was, Gary's been to Galilee. He's taken church groups there, so except for the earth and stone stage, all these places I've been to and talk about, he's been there also.
Amen.
So that was really neat. And showed him the picture of me in front of the Jesus boat, showed him the rock at Mensa Christi where this John 21 happened. And, you know, it was really nice to be able to do it with somebody face-to-face who's been there, who knows all that. And Gary is a... He calls himself a left brain person. I mean, he's just always worried about that. You know, I'm practical and pragmatic. I don't ever look at issues emotionally or with any fervor. You know, it's just give me the facts and show me what happened. So I'm showing Gary all these things. Well, and then we get to the kitchen area. And of course, we do my YouTube studio. You know, my YouTube studio is my refrigerator, how I put the little three-panel picture on top of the refrigerator, but nobody had ever seen what the picture actually is wedged up against. It's this trumpet with a crusader that has a helmet and a shield with the cross on it. Blowing into this trumpet is where the YouTube studio is. And I showed him how I used my little refrigerator magnet for the Mount of the Chapel on Mount of Beatitudes to hold my script up there, and it was really cool. One of the videos that I did, and I don't remember which one it is, Gary has always been good about listening to my videos and everything. You can see in the reflection of the three-panel picture of Jesus, you can see a reflection of somebody moving back and forth. And he wrote me an email. Is that Jesus moving back and forth? I said, no, Gary, that's me. But, you know, I showed him all that, and it was really neat. And then we came out, and we came to my workstation. You know, and I showed him here at my workstation. I got a picture of the earth and stone stage, and then on top of it, I have one of those three-panel pictures of Jesus with Jesus of the Christ returning 9/19/22. Jesus the Christ, 9/19/03 BC, and you know me, they're all over the place here. And the interesting thing, to be able to show him the folder that I use, you know, I don't know if you use work folders. I've used work folders for years.
Yeah.
Well, here on my desk is a folder that my work folder is Jesus' Second Coming. And I showed him what I'm doing now, and the title is, you know, on my worksheet is Jesus' Second Coming to Do. I mean, how many people have a folder and a to-do list for Jesus' Second Coming? I've got to be the only one that's ever had that.
Yep.
And I showed him what I'm doing now in a Facebook daily story post. I don't know if you do much on Facebook, but they really like these stories to put, not only do your post, but it included in the story. So I've got 5 days of stories that I do, and each story has 15 posts in it that I do, and they're mostly based on pictures. You know, like I took for Jesus's return, I took one of the three panel pictures and put above his forehead, Jesus returns 9/19/22, and then I put the words from the messages, you know, like wake up, repent, be born again, and those have been real successful. I actually have had a lot of hits on those. That's one of the days. One of the days is my YouTube. One of the days is I've got panels with the Heavenly Church cover where I put in, you know, the 2025th birthday and another saying from the messages. One of the days is our interviews. I've got the fourth day is where I do all of our interviews. And then the fifth day was been kind of neat. I did on the little panels of the book that appears on the front of the Is Your Church Heavenly cover, I've done a Bible study verse by verse of John chapter 3. And, you know, I credit you for that because you kind of brought me back to the AIM passages and all the Bible studies on them. So, you know, I'm sitting here showing Gary all this stuff. I mean, it's so cool. I mean, nobody's ever wanted to see this stuff first face-to-face. I went to my Google ad account and I showed him, you know, here's my Google ad account where I've done where my ads have been seen 46 million times and it's cost me around $10,000. And he went, what? I said, yeah, well, I said, Gary, if I'm going to put my time and love into this, I got to put my money in it too.
Amen. Yeah.
And then, you know what he did, Bob? He said, can I take some pictures? So he brought his cell phone out and he took pictures of the dazzling light. He took pictures of my desk area and the Divine Revelation cover. He went in and took pictures of the walls of Galilee pictures. And, you know, he was going to show other people. And I thought, you know, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. That, you know, because it's hard to share this message face-to-face, person-to-person, that particularly, you know, I'm John the Apostle. It's just, there's something in our brains that makes that very difficult to process.
Yeah.
But Gary is so open and so willing to take in new information. Well, also, since he was here, I wanted to show him the stuff that we're going to talk about today, the trip to Galilee. So I showed him my trip folder from that trip, and it's titled on the front of the folder, 2005, Christ in Galilee. And then I showed him the picture that I took of the chapel on Mount of Beatitudes. I showed him the bag that we've talked about where Jesus wrote the handwritten message about the open doors in Ezekiel 7:12 and Isaiah 25. And, you know, all of this stuff had gotten his attention, and he really thought it was neat, and I could tell it. He was really absorbing it. And then I showed him the latitude and longitude thing. You know, where I went to MapQuest and I keyed in the latitude and longitude numbers that the Lord had given me as to tell me where I needed to go in Galilee, the specific place. Pastor Bob, it was the only time during this whole visit his eyes got really wide. He went, wow. Because it shows if you look at what I printed out, it's this little star where the latitude and longitude come up, which is right on the south end of the Sea of Galilee, where this motel is that I stayed. And he thought, oh, wow. Well, after his visit was over and everything, I looked at the picture. You know what day I did this search and all on the Sea of Galilee thing? Was Christmas Day 2003, 12/25, 2003. I got this information. And it's interesting, and I didn't even discover this until this morning. I had written down at the corner of the picture back in 2003, go to the lighted stage every day from 9 to 9:19. I always wondered how I knew that, and that's the message that I got were to do that. Well, you know, after Gary left and it was all over, you know, I said, you know, I'd like to get something from his visit that I could share on our interview today. Mm-hmm. And so I emailed him back. I said, could you know, kind of like reviewing a book, you know, could you give me some comments about your visit? And the first thing he said, really, I was a little offended at first, but then I thought about it. Well, maybe that is true. He said, I really like coming and seeing your operation, you know, where you're doing all this work. Because if you come in my apartment, it's really all it is this workspace and all these pictures of Galilee and YouTube studios. And he's right. That's all I'm doing is this work to prepare the way. And then he made the most wonderful comment. And I'll just read what he said, because, you know, I wanted something I could use with the show. He said, John listened carefully to his call and then pursued it boldly.
Amen. Amen.
You know, what if we all as Christians listened to our call and pursued them boldly? What would happen to Christianity?
Yeah. Amen. That's right. Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We are all out of time with today's episode where I've been interviewing John Meacham. This is the last interview of the series that we've been doing, discussing his calling, his born-again experience as John the Apostle, the recollections that he's had, and his calling to go back to Galilee to await either the return of Jesus or new orders from Jesus in 2022. But more importantly, he's been sharing with us now confirmation from other pastors that have seen and understand what he's doing as well. Come back tomorrow as we conclude our interview series with John Meacham. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.